You are welcome to the 5 minute daily devotion podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is the book of Matthew, chapter 16 and verse 18. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Now, in this statement of Jesus, it is very evident that the antidote to the gate of hell is the church. The gate of hell should not prevail anywhere the church is. And brethren, for the avoidance of doubt, when we say church, we are not referring to buildings. We are not referring to that building you go to weekly and they put a name on that building. That is not the church. That is blocks and bricks. We are referring to the body of believers. That is the church, the body of believers. Now, the gate of hell should not prevail where the church is. But for the gate of hell not to prevail, something must happen. The church must be built. The problem today is that the church is not being built. Therefore, the gate of hell is prevailing. Jesus said, I will build my church, and the gate of hell shall not prevail against it. And he has raised apostles, prophets, pastors, teachers, evangelists, to build the church for the edification of the body of Christ. That's the building of the body of Christ. Anywhere the church is not being built, the gate of hell will prevail. But the gate of hell cannot prevail where and when the church is being built. Many preachers today do not even know what it means to build the church. What people are doing today is either show, entertainment, lecturing. Let me give you a clear example. I had a preacher saying recently, he said, young girls have nothing to do with married men. There is nothing a married man is going to offer you. Eventually, he's going to go back to his wife. So why are you troubling yourself? Don't pursue married men. Did you know that is not gospel? But that was said by a preacher. And many people would like it. In fact, those kind of messages, they trend. Do you know why they trend? Because they are not the gospel. Actually, that statement, what I just said now, what that preacher said, is actually antichrist. The gospel is that repent every one of you for the remission of your sin. The gospel is that you have been crucified with Christ. You can no longer live in sin. The issue is not, oh, what will a married man give you? That is not the issue. That is a statement you can say anywhere. You can say it in a shrine, in a mosque. You can say it in government house. Nobody will say you are religious. That is not gospel. That is what we have on our pulpit today. Empty sayings. Just human proverbial sayings. Not the gospel. Not scriptures. The scripture says God will judge every adulterer. He said the marriage bed undefiled. He says flee fornication. That is the gospel. He said so that you will not defile the body of Christ. Flee fornication. Shall I take the body of Christ and join to the body of an harlot? Don't you understand that the two shall become one? Therefore, flee fornication. That is the gospel. There is a basis for which we are to flee fornication. It's not what will a married man give you. You see? And some people will think that is the gospel. And the man thinks he's preaching. They are not preaching. Many of God's children today are not familiar with scriptures. Because nobody is really. How many people are preaching scriptures on the pulpit? They are just talking. It's a lot of stories. A lot of emptiness. So, that is why the gate of hell seems to be prevailing. But I thank God because he's building his church back. The Lord Jesus is building his church. You are that church, and you are the one he wants to build. Jesus is not spending money on bricks and blocks. We have been spending money on that for ages now. We have been building buildings. Unfortunately, we are not building men. We are not building those whom Jesus died for on the cross of Calvary. The real labor of a servant of God is building men. I expect a pastor to fold his sleeves and come very early on Sunday morning. Very early on Sunday morning. Take the people through the Sunday school class. Show them the word of God. Allow them to ask questions. Then move to the next phase, where he systematically, for the next 2-3 hours, take them through scriptures. And then they spend time to pray. That's how people can be grounded. That's what the apostle did. That's what they did in Acts chapter 2. That's why they cleave steadfastly to the doctrines of the apostles. The apostles were building the church, and we saw the result. People have to be built. It's not emptiness. It's not stories. And I don't know why people enjoy stories. Stories, stories, stories. You will see pastors. They'll be telling stories about apps that are borrowing people money. They tell stories about what happened in Nairobi. They tell stories about what is happening in Gaza. Just stories, just stories. I'm telling you, they are not building the body of Christ. The gate of hell will prevail. You will keep battling demonic things. You will keep battling satanic things. You will be afraid of anything when they say witchcraft like this. That's why people who claim to be believers are afraid of witches. I say, why are you afraid of witches? If somebody is a witch, you should take that person to a restaurant, sit down, have meal together, and discuss with the person. When are you going to give your life to Christ? Because a witch is not a threat to you. A witch is a missions field to a believer that has been built. A witch is a missions field. It's not a threat to a child of God. But many people are running helter-skelter today, putting hands on their head, shouting, witches, they will not touch me. They will not touch my children. That's what you are wasting prayer time for. The church has to be built, and the gate of hell will not prevail. So we are the antidote to the gate of hell. Is the gate of hell prevailing in your home? Is it prevailing in your environment? So you cannot say, it doesn't concern me. It concerns us. The church is raised in a military zone. The church is an army. You can't say, well, me, I just want to be able to work, make money, and live my life and enjoy myself. Jesus said, he that does not gather with me is against me. Did you know you are against Jesus? The same Jesus you claim to be serving, you are against him. We are in a warfare. That's why God told Adam, he said, have dominion. Why must he have dominion? Because there are forces that do not want the light of God to spread on the face of the earth. So Adam was created to carry the image of God and reproduce that image so that he can dominate the earth. He messed it up in Genesis chapter 3. But Jesus has restored us back to that. So Jesus, being like Adam now, has come, and the church being his wife, to reproduce on earth Christ-like men that will ultimately dominate and rule over the earth forever and ever. How be it, there will be a new heaven and a new earth. So the church must be built. Are you being built? And those of you whom God has committed the church into your hand, are you really building the church? Or for you, it's an employment. Let me tell you, ministry is not employment. It's not job. Somebody shared with me recently of a man looking for, who just graduated from NYSC, and he said he wants to apply to be a pastor. And they asked him, are you called? Do you have a call? He said, no, he just wants a job to earn salary. How will we not have trouble when those are the kind of people that are mounting our pulpit? May the Lord find you a vessel to build his church in Jesus' name. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234-818-615-7852. Our email address is info@livingthrone.org. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.